Sundry, a former Humboldt Broncos player whose life was irreversibly altered following a devastating motor vehicle collision that claimed the lives of 16 people, has since been doggedly determined not to let the tragedy impede his desire to live life to the fullest while along the way lifting up others and encouraging them to reach for their dreams despite difficult circumstances. Ryan Strashnitsky, who in the fallout of that fateful day in April 2018 was left paralyzed from the chest down, has endeavored to establish a legacy by embarking on an inspirational mission to empower others who are also facing a similar situation. Strashnitsky, then 18, was a surviving player on the Humboldt Broncos coach bus that was struck near Armley, Saskatchewan by a westbound semi-trailer truck that ran a stop sign. 16 hockey players and officials were killed, while 13, including Strashnitsky, were injured. The 23-year-old went on to start the Strash Strong Foundation, a charitable organization to provide others with physical and mental disabilities a better quality of life through sports or rehabilitation funding. This coming Friday, April 14, he will be presenting his tale of triumph against life-altering adversity at the Sundry Arts Center starting at 7 p.m. He has also turned to sledge hockey to quench his thirst to play sports, and joined the Team Canada development squad with the objective of making the national team in time for the 2026 Winter Paralympics in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. More recently, he has also endeavored to advocate for the need to do more to improve accessibility for individuals with reduced mobility or wheelchairs. Organizers of Friday's event had initially considered the Sundry Community Center, but later determined stage access was inadequate. Originally, we had booked the Sundry Community Center gym, said Cherie Johnson, the Greenwood Neighborhood Place Society's program coordinator. This venue checked off all of the boxes we thought, but as we explored options for stage access for Ryan, we realized that this is a barrier that this facility faces, Johnson told the Alberton by email in response to questions. The presentation is part of an inaugural youth summit introduced and sponsored by Family and Community Support Services, GNP, as well as the Sundry Hospital Futures Committee. It started with a conversation between several local community organizations with an idea to bring a meaningful speaker to Sundry to promote mental health awareness and benefits towards wellness, said Johnson. We know every single one of us can use inspiring stories about resiliency, and it gives us hope that we too can overcome difficulties and sometimes even tragedy, she said, adding the event is totally inclusive. The whole community is encouraged to attend, she said. We hope that everyone comes out and supports Ryan as he tells his own personal story in the Sundry community. It's not just about hockey, it's about hope. Visit www.strashstrongfoundation.com to find more information on how to support Strashnitsky's cause, and www.mygnp.org to get tickets for the presentation at a cost of $10. Related: Ryan Strashnitsky inspires hundreds at Innisfail campus.